Hello, you degenerate weeb. Welcome to another episode of the Sound Asian Podcast. And of course, today I'm your host, DHU, and joining me today is some other degenerate weebs, like Jason Yang, Charlie Horn, and Shivan Naidu. Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing?
What's up?
Unfortunately, Steven was not able to join us because he's too busy watching anime at his own time. So we will excuse him for today's episode. And today, obviously, from the title, what are we talking about, Jason, today?
We're actually talking about cancel culture and the effects it's had on American counterculture.
Today we're talking about anime, you know what I'm saying? It's an anime episode. Episode 5, baby, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Actually, I have to go now, so I'll talk to you guys later.
No. All right. Well, of course, welcome, everyone. Welcome to... Thank you for all the support, obviously. We really appreciate it. Of course, it's only a cast a project for me. But then, like, we have fun with it, you know what I'm saying?
And like, it's bigger than that. Come on, let's be honest with yourselves, DH.
It's bigger than community. It's gonna be worldwide. You know what I'm saying? Well, anyways, of course, today's topic we're gonna talk about anime. So come on, guys. What you guys been watching lately? Let's hear it. What you guys been watching? Charlie, we can start. Charlie, we can start with you. You know what I'm saying? You got such special guests. You know what I'm saying?
That me? All right. I've been watching a lot of Gintama recently.
Okay.
We're going straight into heat, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, it's a bit of an old one.
Yeah, neither, but I've heard it's so good.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I haven't watched it, but I know it's like really good comedy.
I'm like 30 episodes in, still is not HD. Apparently, that comes like 200 episodes later, so that'll be fun.
but you get used to the non-HD-ness, and it kind of starts liking it, though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. It grows on you.
Yeah, it does. It really does. What about you, Shivan? What have you been watching?
So I'm not really watching any finished series. I'm kind of just watching seasonal anime right now. So
which ones are you watching?
So I'm watching My Hero, of course. I'm watching Zombieland Saga. Okay. And this like anime called Vivi Florette Eye Song is really
good. You got me on that.
I put you on that.
You recommend me that, you know what I'm saying? You might have to give it a watch. You know what I'm saying?
How do you type it? Like, how do you spell it?
It's like V-I-V-Y. Like Vivi.
Oh, I found it.
It's got a longer name though. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's pretty good. It's like it's like sci-fi, it's like, and the main character is like a robot from the future, a robot from the future comes back in time to like resolve the past.
Yeah,
it's really interesting.
I think I watched Gugguk's seasonal like winter 2021.
Yeah, he probably mentioned that.
Yeah, I think he mentioned it.
Yeah. Yeah, because he loves ReZero and it's by the same author.
All
right. Yeah, and it's also Witch Studios, which is...
Yeah, Witch Studio, dude. Mm. Let me tell you something.
Okay. Attack on Titan. Let me talk about Witch Studio. What have you been watching lately, Jason?
So obviously, like, you know, back in 2018 when it first came out, I think that's when it first came out, I wasn't on the grind. So now I'm watching Violet Evergarden.
Okay.
I'm only like 5-6 episodes in, but like it's just so good. Like it's so dope. I've never seen anything like it before.
The animation is so good. It's Kyoto, bro. It's Kyoto anime.
Bro,
they don't miss.
They straight up don't miss. Like I never knew like I could be so encapsulated by a 21 animated video of a doll writing a letter. Like,
thanks, bro. It's actually so good.
It's like, and it's like, oh, it's like, they're like, oh, it's such a well written show.
It's like so emotional. Yeah. It's just like, it's amazing. Bro.
I've only seen the trailer and I still know it's hate.
and obviously, after finishing the series, gotta watch a movie as well, because, you know.
I still haven't watched a movie. Yeah. I watched the OVA, but I've watched the movie.
Oh, the OVA is so good as well. Oh,
yeah.
Bro, it's actually like it's so good. Oh man, it's like, it's such a good show. There's so much balance. There's so much balance in the thing.
It's amazing.
But you know, me with the seasonal anime, me with the seasonal, it's the slice of life, you know what I'm saying? They call me slice of life king.
Of course,
the slice of life.
Of course,
All right, let me recommend you guys a slice of life real quick. Yeah. Orange. Orange is heat.
Yeah, you told me about that. You told me about this.
I know about orange.
Let me tell you something about how like mind like alter like mind, not mind alter. It's not a drug. Don't worry. It's just like a good like. Because I binged it. Like I fully watched the whole show like in like one sitting. But like,
didn't you watch a movie too?
Oh, and the movie as well. You know what I'm saying? Oh, but it was so like.
I don't actually know what the plot is. Like.
There's this friend group, and one of the friends in that friend group dies, like commits suicide, and them in the future sends a letter to the past self, and then with those letters they try to save that friend in that future.
Ooh.
Wait, I didn't know it was that depth. That actually sounds heat.
Bro, it's like
this was really depressing.
But you don't know if he's gonna die or not as well, and that's the journey of the anime.
Wait, that actually sounds fire.
And it goes into like all these like deep ass topics, and like, oh, it's good.
See, like,
y'all should give it a watch. You know what I'm saying?
I want to save this deeper stuff from when I for like after I graduate, like, and when I actually have time to be emotionally invested.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm just looking for some action, you know.
Yeah.
Or some like comedy.
Yeah. Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? But what else have you watched anything else?
Bro, you know me. We've been watching the seasonal stuff. You know, we're watching My Hero. You know what I'm saying? We're watching the My Hero. We're watching the little shonens. We watch. Uh-huh. You know, we're waiting for next season. Next season, you know what I'm saying? Record of Ragnarok anime coming out. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Let me tell you something about Record of Ragnarok real quick, okay?
Okay.
It's like a 1v1 tournament arc with like just gods between gods and humans. Like historical humans,
what the hell?
Like, it's like there's like Zeus and like all these Greek like.
Bro,
and, like,
DH is like obsessed with the right record.
And then the human side is bro. It's like there's like Lubu. There's like there's Nikola Tesla's fighting. Come on, man! You can't go wrong with that. You know what I'm saying?
It's like a battle royale.
It's just a tournament arc, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've read the first page.
Yeah, everyone loves a tournament arc.
It looks pretty heat.
Yeah.
And like, you know me, Slice of Life King, you know what I'm saying? Hijai no Soru, you know what I'm saying? Like that kind of heat, you know, like it's kind of a weird plot if you just haven't watched it, but like it's about like this like teenage girl and like she ran away from home and like she's staying with this other guy that she
doesn't. Oh, is it the one where she stays with the older dude? Yeah, but isn't this one kind of sus? Or
it's a little bit sus, but then like
kind of sus.
But then like it got that slice of like comic like esque, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I stay away from susness. Yeah.
It goes pretty wholesome.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
It's barely sus. You know
okay.
The sus is like salt like touch. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
Huh?
But you know last season was packing heat, you know what I'm saying? We got the Horimiya. We got the Horimiya, you know what I'm saying? We got the Jujutsu Kaisen.
Horimiya. Horimiya OP, best OP of the year. Bro, Attack on Titan OP was fire. But Horimiya?
Guys, let's keep Attack on Titan on the low. You know what I'm saying for now. Just we gotta talk about that later. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, bad. I do want like you guys have like a favorite OP in all of anime.
Bro, favorite OP.
Dude, there's so many. Oh, hey, Fire Force OP. Let me tell you something.
let me tell you about Fire Force opening. Okay, like, it's just packing heat. You know what I'm saying?
It's literally fire, bro. It's literally fire.
Fire Force.
It's so good, bro. It's so underrated, like actually.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? You know, like anime openings, right? You know, like it's like there's so many. You know what I'm saying? You got Naruto opening 16. You know what I'm saying? Kanabun hitting with the fire.
Kanabun.
Come on, Attack on Titan season 1 opening. Let's not talk. Let's not forget about that. You know what I'm saying?
It's iconic.
It's not iconic. It is anime opening. If you talk to someone about anime opening, first thing that comes to their mind, for me probably, Attack on Titan, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Also, what is the first anime opening?
Tokyo Ghoul is like...
Yeah, like, I think it's like Tokyo Ghoul.
Like,
I don't know. Tokyo Ghoul is iconic.
TK hit the Let me tell you about another TK song.
But also Cowboy Bebop.
Oh yeah, Cowboy Bebop, that's a classic. Yeah, that's a classic. And then like... You know, you got the other things, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got
Narugami?
The Light Show. Noragami, you know what I'm saying?
But for me, the Dragon Ball opening is yeah. iconic. But like, I don't know if you guys have watched Dragon Ball.
I know, I've watched Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
I think Dragon Ball has an older fan base. And I only
Do you guys have Psycho Pass OP1?
No, I don't watch that Psycho Pass thing, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, that's
whole fire, season bro. One was pretty peak.
Yeah. Season one was like the best season.
Okay, but like, I don't know, like, Psycho Pass, like, I tried to get in that, but then, like, it didn't work, you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of, like, didn't vibe with it. Like, you know, like, those shows that when you, like, try to watch it because, like, it's popular, but then, like, you don't vibe with it, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah.
And you're just watching, you're just, like, thinking, like, to yourself, like, damn, why am I watching this show? That's what I'm saying, like, yeah. it's got kind of those things. But then, like...
Yeah, how many times have you got me to watch K-On?
Okay, we talk about K-On later, okay? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But then, like, oh, bro, like, this year was good with anime, you know what I'm saying? We ate good. Last year,
2020 or 2021?
This year, 2021, the start of 2021.
Yeah.
Heat. Only heat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, let's go back to Dragon Ball, okay? So, you know, there's, like, the big three. You know, not big three. Yeah. You know, like, the big anime. One Piece,
yeah.
Naruto, no, Dragon
big
Ball.
Three. They're the big three,
yeah.
They were the big three, right?
It was Dragon Ball Z.
One Piece, Naruto.
No, I think Bleach was one of them, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was Bleach, Dragon Ball, and...
Dragon Ball was earlier.
Dragon Ball was earlier. And
then later, the big three was One Piece.
Bleach, Naruto, and One Piece were the big three, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, you know the only show I've watched from there is like it's probably Naruto, but then like all those other shows I can respect it. You know what I'm saying? It's not like the show's ass and stuff.
I don't think I'll ever watch One Piece, but I like mad respect it.
You have to read the One Piece manga like is way more worth than the anime, because the anime it'll take you like. Actually, like, I don't know, 2 months straight to watch it. But the manga...
Yeah, literally too much.
Yeah, like, literally, right? But the manga, it'll take you, like, a week to read it.
Really?
To be honest. There's 1,000 chapters, but, like, if you're reading at a decent pace, you can get through it. Like, one week of the holidays, you can get through the whole manga.
No, that's going to take me 4 months.
Yeah, but my schedule is, like, hard.
I'm a slow reader.
Like, I don't know. Honestly? I'm reading, like, a chapter and, like... 30 seconds.
True. Like, if you, like, read a lot of manga, you, like, start to read
manga. Yeah, exactly.
I don't really read that much.
I feel like, the thing about, like, reading manga is, like, I only read the manga if there isn't the anime for it. Unless the animation is, like, really, like, bad. Seven Deadly Sins.
Bro.
Man.
Seven Deadly Sins, and I was like, I don't really like this. I don't really like the ending of Seven Deadly Sins.
It's like, I don't know, like, Seven Deadly Sins for me was like, it's kind of. Yeah, yeah,
I guess,
it's a good anime, but they just ruined it. Like,
I agree. Yeah, with the ending, like, animation.
Yeah, exactly. And then the ending with all that with like Arthur and and then with what's her name? The witch, like, girl. What's her name? Merlin.
Yeah,
and like that whole like new world and the new villain. Like, I don't really. I honestly don't remember.
I watched it so long ago.
True. It's like I just given up. Like, you know what I'm saying? But then, like, wait, let's go back to my statement. Like, if there's an anime like for the, like the manga, I would watch the anime. But then I only read the manga like, after if there's like more chapters and stuff.
I usually search which one's better.
honestly, I don't like watching the anime and like. Knowing that there's more for like in the manga and like not reading that, like, I can't like wait for like the next season and stuff.
Man's impatient and
yeah, no, like man's too caught, man's too like hooked in the shows. You know what I'm saying?
See, like I go for enjoyment. I have to see what most people think is better. Does the manga better show the arc, or does the
I feel like there's a culture though within like primarily manga readers where they like. They just put manga over anime always, and that kind of gets overloaded when you search those things up.
Yeah, yeah, but like, it's kind of like if there are people saying that, like, if there are people like, I guess, saying both are good, then I'll watch the anime.
But if
people are actually saying the anime is terrible, then I'll definitely read the manga. If people say the manga is like really good, then I'll read the manga.
Yeah.
Well, since we love anime so much, Charles. What is your top 5 anime?
My top 5?
Let's bring it out. Let's go from 5 to 1.
Okay. 5 to 1.
Yeah, okay, let's go to 5-1 and then you can give explanations.
The thing is, yeah, just get out first and then we'll see a hot we'll see that we take we have some takes on it.
I feel like Charlie's gonna be like the most sus one out of all of us.
Nah, no chance.
DXD.
Yeah.
No, you're off it.
All right, let's
see. All right, let's listen to this. Listen.
The number 5 is one I actually haven't finished. It's Mushishi. And
Shishi. Okay, no. Let him continue.
Want me to explain it or just like keep going?
No. Explain it after.
All right. So fourth place, we've got JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, but specifically part 5.
Okay.
Then we got Attack on Titan.
Okay.
Number 3. Number 2, Fate Zero.
Okay.
Of course.
The Monogatari. Okay.
I knew his number one would be Monogatari.
Yeah, you just knew it, eh?
Yeah.
Real question right now. What is Mushishi? You want to explain that to us?
Mushishi. All right. It's a bit of a slow burner of an anime.
Wait, how do you spell it? I want to like do some background.
I found it. Is it the one about like the most basic form of life in the world?
Yeah. So essentially, there's these what are called the most basic form of life in the world, which is the Mushi. And these are like essentially organisms, which are to an extent supernatural. And a lot of the time, they like latch onto humans or things and it can affect them. So it can do anything from like just give them a really bad illness to turn them into water. And the main character is a researcher in these in quite like a early Japan area. Feudal Japan, but the way the author uses it, these themes, they're quite like each episode's a story on its own, and it's based around like a really
episodic.
Yeah, it's episodic, but it's like based around a really strong theme or idea, which is like developed using the Mushi as like a metaphor each time to develop.
So like, what do you love about it?
Interesting
so
show.
Yeah, like, this looks really cool. Like, I'm gonna have to
watch
quiet,
it. Though.
Hey, what do you like about it so
I've
much?
Never,
I've
never been so interested for 24 minutes watching water move over valleys. That's the kind of show it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about number 4 real quick. What you got on there? JoJo?
Number 4, yeah, JoJo's.
All right. Let me start this off real quick. You think part 5 better than part 3?
Yeah.
Coming from me, I've only watched up to like halfway through part 4. But then like, I've heard part 5 was really good. But then like, I feel like part, like that Dio fight and like just, like was like amazing. Like that second half.
Okay, here's the thing for me. Part 3 is...
Let the JoJo experts talk.
Yeah.
And the first part starts off really strong. It introduces stands and all that. But then it just like it gets very repetitive very quickly for me.
Halfway through the first part,
I was so bored. And that repeats on until the second season where you think, all right, something new, they're in Egypt. And then they do the same thing again up until like they actually run into Dio. Yeah.
Okay. I can agree with you. Like, being like, like how repetitive. Like, it was like honestly, it was kind of hard to watch because it was like tiring. You know what I'm saying? But then like that Dio fight was just so full of memes. It's funny. It was just good. It was a good fight. Like, don't get me wrong. That's probably like top 10 like fights right now, like in anime. Not for me at least. I think, in my opinion.
Yeah. The starting like, is very strong.
Yeah, the start is good.
Like part 5 is just way more consistent all the way through for me.
Right. Okay. No, that's a good take. Of course, these other degenerates haven't watched JoJo. Uncultured, you know what I'm saying, Charles?
I must say, the only thing I know about JoJo is I know somewhat how to play the theme song on guitar.
Okay.
JoJo's theme, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I respect that.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's just play Giorno's theme in the assembly one day. Okay.
Oh, actually.
I'll play the piano. Chop
it back. You should do it during like the sports awards announcement. The Honk Cup.
All right.
Number 3, Charlie.
Let's hear the number 3 real quick.
Yeah, number 3, what's that?
Number 3 for me was Attack on Titan.
Okay, explanation needed.
No, no real explanation.
Honestly, it should be number 1, honestly, in my opinion, but it's okay.
Really? Okay.
All right. I'll talk about Attack on Titan when I cook my list.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I think Shivan, your turn. I think.
Wait, no.
Charlie. Yeah. I haven't seen Charlie.
Yeah. I've got my 2 and 1.
No. It's because when you said Attack on Titan should be number one, like my brain clocked that as Charlie's number one. So we're going to next pass now.
Nah.
But Charlie, go on.
Go on.
So number two for me was Fate Zero from the Fate franchise.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, Charlie. I'm gonna have to roast you on this one.
Yeah,
which Fate are we talking about? Because there's like 20 Fate Zeros.
Specifically, Fate Zero, which is the prequel to
Fate Slash Zero.
Yeah,
Fate Slash Zero. The one by Ufotable.
Yeah, the one by.
Oh, you don't understand how many times Charles has told me, "Watch Fate. Watch Fate. Watch Fate. Like every
time. The only places I've seen Fate are places that I cannot discuss today.
Dude, I watched the original Fate Zero, like the really old one in like the 2000s.
And yeah.
It's so bad. Like,
it's awful. It's
so bad. I know the one made by Ufotable is like really good, so I haven't watched it though. Yeah. But.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay, it's just respectable, but then like questionable.
Proper Fate, right?
So, alright, but like, you know what? You know what the real questionable thing is? You know what the real questionable thing is? Charlie's number one, Monogatari. Yeah. What the hell? Explain yourself.
Would you like to explain the plot, Charlie?
Of Monogatari.
Well, I like to explain the plot.
Yes.
Yes. No. Oh wait. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Let's listen. Wait. Where do I start with this? Can I just start off with this show's a mess?
Right.
At least in terms of watch order.
Yeah. Dude, you really like trash watch order shows, Fate and
my bad. You know, I just have the mental thinking of how to watch it first. That's what makes it. No.
But I tried watching Monogatari, I just couldn't understand. Like the ordering itself and like the story itself. Like, I just couldn't understand. Like,
yeah, I don't think the storyline is that important. It's more just like, just watch it, you know.
Yeah, it's like probably like one of those like shows where you walk, like background anime. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just
But how can anime be your literal top anime?
Yeah, that's true. Nah,
that's the complete opposite of what it is, because it was adapted from a novel, but they just kept very heavy on like the dialogue and the humor within them.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
See, that
I'm not
sure
why,
though.
The humor just clicks for me. But yeah, it's definitely slow if you're not ready for that.
Okay. Is it more of a niche anime?
It just hits different for Charlie.
Charlie is literally the niche.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? Respectable list, you know what I'm saying? Questionable?
Yeah. Questionable or respectable?
You know what I'm saying? All right. Wait, Shivan or Jason, do you guys want to...
I didn't really want to add any super mainstream anime because like Attack on Titan and stuff, because like that's kind of boring, because I know you guys are gonna put it in, right? So
yeah.
Okay.
The connoisseur is coming out.
Okay.
My fifth anime is Kill la Kill.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Okay.
My fourth.
This is not mainstream.
My
starts off with that.
I mean, it's not like. I mean, it's a trigger anime, okay?
It's number four and three.
Okay, my fourth anime is Parasite. Right?
Uh-huh.
Third is Kakuguri.
Uh-huh.
Second is Psycho Pass. And first is Violet Evergarden.
Okay.
What part of this isn't mainstream again?
I mean, it's not like those like super hype anime that everyone watches and like, you know.
All right, let's go number five, okay? Kill la Kill.
Hey, Kill la Kill. Oh, let me tell you something about this. Okay.
I don't know, man.
And this is like Charlie's Monogatari for me, you know? I really love the comedy that comes out of the anime, and I just love trigger anime. Like, trigger anime just hit different for me.
Okay.
Like, I don't like a lot of, like, mecha anime, but Kill la Kill's not really a mecha anime, but it has, like, mecha stereotypes. Like with like the really like flashy battles and stuff like that, but like it just like I really enjoy it. It's just like the comedy and stuff is really good, and the art style is really interesting to me.
Right. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
What's the number four again?
Parasite. Okay, dude. If you guys haven't watched Parasite.
All right. Okay. I haven't watched it, but I know it is a goat of a show.
Dude, I honestly think. Okay, actually, no. I'm 100% sure Parasite is just a better version of Tokyo Ghoul. Or at least, like, the second, third, and fourth season. Tokyo Ghoul season was really good, but Parasite just, everything's done so perfectly. Right. From the music to, like, the how it hits you. Like, it's so emotional. Like, it's, oh, it's so good, bro. Like, oh my, if you haven't watched Parasite, bro, you need to. Like that one OST, whenever it plays, bruh, I feel like crying, bro. It's so good.
Damn.
Like,
all right. Dude, I gotta respect that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number three.
Okay, my three. It was Kakaguri. Okay. A little bit of sus anime.
Hang on. I didn't get through the first episode of Kakaguri, and I was like, I am watching this.
Hey, Kakaguri. I know Kakaguri is a little sus anime. Okay.
Shibin, really,
like, funny, like, I swear.
You can do better than that, man. Come on, man. Come on.
Okay, let's move to my second.
Let's move to second.
Okay, so it's Psycho Pass, right?
Okay. I've never watched that. What's it about?
It's like super sci-fi, and like, it's just like, it's made by like IG, like production IG.
Like a dystopian setting.
Like they make Haikyuu and like Haruka no Basket.
Their
like animation is like up there with like Kyoto, dude. It's such a visually pleasing anime. It's just like, it's so good, bro.
Yeah, all right.
And the music, oh my god.
The music, bro, is different.
If you guys know what TK, of course, everyone knows TK.
Yeah, TK.
I don't know if you guys know like Egoist.
I think I've heard.
But like Guilty Crown, they did like Guilty Crown music.
And
Koshunir, do you guys know that?
Okay.
They're like Promised Neverland ED and the Jujutsu Kaisen ED too.
Okay.
Like, yeah, their music and Psycho Pass is really, really good. Yeah. So my first, Violet Evergarden, of course. Bro, okay. We talked about earlier.
I have to take on this. Really? It's number one on your list?
Yeah, number one on my list.
Really, bro? It's on my list, but it's not my like top 10 list. But it's not like number five. It's not number one, man. Like, it's a really good show. It's a breathtaking show to watch.
I just the character development, like how she like, she's like really stoic, and she doesn't like know what love is, and then she learns through like experiences with like sending letters and learning about other people's relationships with other people from like being a ghostwriter. It's just such an amazing story. Character development in that anime is amazing, and it's honestly one of the best animated anime I've ever watched in my entire life. That's so good, bro.
You know what? I can respect it. It's not sus like Charlie's one. You know what I'm saying?
This number one kind of nice. Like,
did you guys forget this number three?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, we all have to have that one sus anime in their list. Okay. We all know DH is one sus anime.
Okay. Wait, Jason, do you want to go or should I go?
I'll go. We'll leave the host for last.
Okay.
I don't really like list mine like in terms of fifth, like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, because like I think they're all very good in different aspects.
Okay, respect.
Fair enough.
So I couldn't really rank them because I don't really like compare them, you know. First up, I got Psyche K.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have watched it, but
I've yet to watch it, but I know it's like really, really good.
Yeah, you
know,
like Psyche K is I started watching it at Eric's house on Netflix, and. Like I'll talk about it in a bit. My next one is Your Lie in April.
Okay.
This next one, I don't know if you guys know, it's called 5 centimeters per second.
Yep.
Oh yeah, I know.
Jason, you got some deep ones, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, you already know what's up. And then I got Attack on Titan, because look, you can't keep greatness out. You can't. And my final one is Code Geass Season 2.
Okay, I like that.
Season 2? Okay.
Yeah, Season 2. Not Season 1. Season 1 is good, but it's not great.
Okay.
Season 2
brings Code Geass into my top five anime.
I watched it a really long time ago, so I don't remember exactly, but everything that happened. But
I recently watched it. Oh, it's so good.
Like Code Geass season two, like that very ending scene.
Okay, no, wait. Let's start from the top.
Okay. Psychic Cave.
Jason, before you start. Mm-hmm? Spoiler warning, everyone. Sorry for not reminding you guys. There's gonna be a lot of spoilers in this anime. Okay.
Spoiler. Especially since Code Geass is only in my top five because of that ending.
Yeah.
There's no other reason it is that good.
Okay, let's go. Number five.
Okay, let's go. So Psyche K, it's the best, like, the comedy in that, like, in the anime just made me crack up, like, every 3 seconds. Like, I just couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, like, Psyche K is I feel like it's an anime you, like, you'd watch on the TV, you know?
Yeah, you watch it on the TV.
Right.
And then, but then, like, it's just the humor. I've never seen anything like it.
it's just so really, like, entertaining, you know?
Yeah, you don't know why, but you can never stop watching it. And it's, like, so each episode is split into, like, three mini scenes. Mm-hmm. And then they're, like, three mini stories. And, like, because it's split into, like, three stories, like, there's not really any, like, filler. If you know what I mean,
it's kind of like my ordinary life, Nichijou, you know.
Oh my god! Yeah. All right, okay. Nichijou is okay. Sorry for interrupting, but Nichijou is that typical background anime that you can watch while you're doing something, and it is good. It is so funny, like the clips and stuff. Oh, it's so
Psyche K is a very much. Like,
sorry for interrupting. Sorry.
Yeah, but yeah, that like Psyche K is up there for me because of that. Like it's probably like the single show I've watched. Like that's made me laugh the most. Like probably including all like the comedy shows I've seen. So,
okay.
So next up, we got Your Lie in April. Now,
let me tell you something about
Your Lie in April, man.
Oh, I feel the pain, man.
Are we allowed to spoil that
show? I don't remember who introduced me to that show, but like I went into that show knowing nothing. And I went out of you can talk.
I was gonna say, like, when I first watched it, I already knew what was gonna happen because like I just got like spoiled through like Instagram memes and stuff.
So I
already knew it was gonna happen, but like it still hit me. Like it still hit me. Like even though I knew it was gonna happen, yeah.
Go, Charles.
Every time someone mentions that show, the first thing that comes into my mind is like a perfect like still frame of like one of the last scenes where it's like the lights of the operating table.
The first thing I think of is Kaori playing the violin with
The first thing I think about is that, you know, like that path with like the cherry trees and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my.
Yeah. Or that first playground scene where he first sees her.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and she's standing on top of the thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Man, like that. There's just so many iconic moments that makes like the ending that much more painful.
Right.
Yeah.
Like
it's so well done. And the music.
Bro, it's a music anime. They cannot have bad music, right?
It has like some of the like best like violin playing.
And piano and
stuff. It's like really accurate or something to real life. I remember reading an article.
That was crazy.
It is.
Let's hear number three. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like, number three.
No more words to describe Violet Evergarden because it's just too good.
Yeah. Number three, 5 centimeters per second.
I haven't watched it.
That's another pain anime right there.
It's like.
Wait, can you explain the plot? Because I don't actually know.
Okay, so it's these two childhood friends.
Yeah.
And then one of them moves away in like year 7, I think. Dish. There's two stories in this, isn't there?
Is it two stories? Is it like one of those animes or like splits into like, I don't know. It's been a while since I watched it. It was like one of like the very first animes I watched.
The story is that the main plot line at least is that 20 like in like I think like 15 years later, the guy goes back to find her because she sent him a wedding engagement. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. I don't know. The plot's like kind of hard to describe. It's just it's kind of like a journey through the both of their lives, and right. then that's kind of like
it's a movie, the, right?
Huh? It's a movie. Yeah. It's a movie.
Yeah.
It's a movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like the movie.
Oh, honestly, movie animes like that. The, like sad movie animes just hit different. Like
straight up. I watched it and I was holy crap, man! This.
Like normally movies, you don't like engage with them because they're so short. But like, bruh, some of them like they hit like a bomb.
What really like kind of spoke to me in this movie, this one was kind of how real it was. Like usually in anime, you have some kind of like specialness to the characters. You know, this is not something that would actually happen to someone. Even like in the most like realistic animes, like you'll still find some things that happen that are kind of like, oh, would this really happen, or is this just for the convenience of the plot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but like,
okay,
like this anime, like it's so.
Like you have to watch it to understand.
Like
you sound like you're about to cry, man.
Yeah.
All right, keep on our own.
The things that made me feel what like more than Your Lie in April, for sure. Like the emotions that it made me feel.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that one is probably the one that's affected me most profoundly.
Like, oh dang! Like, okay.
The one anime movie. Well, it is an anime movie. It's a movie, but. One thing I've watched that's affected me most profoundly, that one, for sure. But okay, Attack on Titan, should we let DH explain it?
Yeah, DH can explain
Okay.
Oh dear, season 2, man. season 2.
All
right. I don't know the
Bro, that last episode. Dude,
when it, from start episode, to end, right. it, oh.
Bro, that last episode?
Like,
that last episode, oh my God. Dude.
Oh my God. And then, like, you realize... You've been duped, like
yeah.
You've been duped this whole time, like.
I just love the anime is so filled with so many like mind benders and plot twists. It's just so like amazing.
I love anime. It's just like
my man is light. If he actually had a kind of a clear mind.
Can we talk about the OPs? Like, dude. Okay, well, I know it's not in season 2. The season 1 OP. It's so fucking.
It's an iconic anime OP.
It's literally iconic anime OP.
It is.
I don't know.
Oh, it's Colors it's like, by Flo. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not gonna sing it because that's gonna sound cringe. Like,
no, you can say it.
Okay, this is not karaoke episode today. Maybe a special. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, if someone plays their music, I'll sing it.
Nah. we don't violate ourselves. That's a violation. You know what I'm saying? No, but then like. I can respect that number one. That's a respect number one. Unlike Charlie one.
Like, I think that single scene is the most memorable scene in all of anime.
So memorable. I'll never forget
that scene.
It's one of the memorables. I can't say most memorable.
That final scene for me is the most. I mean, I haven't watched as much as you guys, so there's that. But like for me, that's the most memorable scene in all of anime.
Okay.
Hmm. Well, is that no, that scene or Goku's spirit bomb against Boo? But you guys haven't watched Dragon Ball, so it's you ain't on that.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, is that do we just go into Slice of Life King's enemy list?
Yeah, let's still.
It's not all Slice of Life, all right?
Okay.
Not all Slice of Life. All right, let me give an honorable mention real quick. Ooh. Made in Abyss. It's just honorable mention. I have never seen a horror. Been put into a really cute aspect ever, and the world building is amazing. Okay, I'm just gonna say that.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say that. Like, it is a wonderful show. Like mainly for like it's probably the best world building that they've ever done. Like I've seen in an anime.
Yeah,
and that's a big take. Like, I'm saying that over Attack on Titan. All right, we're gonna talk about Attack on Titan. Okay. All right, number five. Man's got Origari. You know what I'm saying? That's got Origami. Charles know. Mm-hmm. Charles know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, I don't really like Origami, but I respect.
No, okay, let me finish my list. Charles knows what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? I think.
I do know what you're saying.
All right. Okay. Let's go number four. You know what I'm saying? You know, number four. You know, man's got orange. You know, man's got orange. Come on. Mm-hmm. Number three. Vinland Saga.
I respect that so much, bro. I was saying, Vinland Saga.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, you know me with the Norse mythology. You know what I'm saying? Especially with Ragnarok after that came out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my god, Vinland Saga is so good, bro.
Alright, number two is the sus one. You know what I'm saying? Number two is K-On.
Number two is K-On.
Number one? Attack on Titan. Come on,
okay,
man.
Okay.
All right. Let me finish number five. You know what I'm saying? All right. Origairu. It's a slice of life, but then like you've never seen like how like love, because the main thing is like love. It's like a love triangle in a way.
Okay.
It's like, bro, you just feel bad for like that.
I'm just gonna feel bad for the character. Put my vision out there. I watched Origairu, and honestly, I felt it pretty boring. I didn't really enjoy it, but I can see how you would like it.
It's a hit or miss.
Yeah,
right?
I can see how you would like it and you enjoy it, but for me, didn't really hit me. But like, yeah,
like Yui, best girl of all of anime, I think.
No, stop.
I've told you this all the time. I was about to agree, but
No, let me change. No, like it's the best girl in the show, and then like it's probably like
okay, yeah, best girl in the show. Sure,
it'll be my top ten. It'll be my top ten. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even think I put top ten. No,
I put it in top ten. But I felt bad for her. Like, oh,
bro. Best girl is Violet. No.
Okay, we'll talk about best girl. You'll talk about my best girl soon. Okay, number four, Orange. Okay, bro, it's just such a good show. It's psychologically like damaging your brain. Like, oh, it's like, oh, like,
oh,
it also cried in it. Like, it was just sad as well. It was so sad as well. I didn't cry because I can't spoil it for you guys because you guys gotta watch it. You know what I'm saying, but it's so deep into like things and like. And I talked about like all this like depression and stuff and you know me like I feel for that guy, you know what I'm saying? Cause like I've been in the same thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get emotional today, you know what I'm saying? Cause we talk about anime, come on. Okay. Anyways, number three, Vinland Saga. Okay, let me just tell you guys. Do I even have to say anything? It's Vinland Saga.
Oh,
come
my
on.
God. Dude, the bro, character development in that show?
It has better character development than in any of the shows I've watched. I think.
So Caps, what over Violet has better character
over Violet development. Over Violet? Over Eren.
Yeah, no.
Over Eren,
no.
I think. In my opinion, over Eren. We talk about Eren later, you know what I'm saying? And then Vinland Saga, like, the fight's amazing. The character's amazing. Like the story behind it, amazing. The animation.
Dude, the story? Oh my god, it's so good.
It's like,
and it's which studio? It's
I read the manga for it as well. So like, after the anime ends, it's still like, it still packs heat.
Dude, I can't wait until season two comes out. It's gonna be so hype.
And then it was probably one of the best antagonists in anime. Like,
dude, I don't even know who the antagonist is. Like,
oh, he might be the best.
Like,
oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, antagonist is so like well written.
Yeah,
Jason, you've seen the show, right? Surely you have.
No, I haven't.
Bro, you need to watch it.
It's so good.
Like, if you like Tokyo Ghoul or Attack on Titan,
if you like any anime, you would love
it. Yeah. If you like those, where they like the main character, like there's lots of character development and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's an action anime, you need to watch Vinland Saga. It's so good.
I'm on it.
All right. Let's go number two real quick. Alright, okay, you guys, let me hear your guys' opinion on it first, okay, and I'll tell you guys why, you know what I'm saying? Alright. Come on, it's K-On? Okay. It's like...
I don't think this
is... Okay, if you guys don't know what K-On is...
Let me hear your opinion on it.
Alright, okay, if you guys don't know...
It's not much to say,
though. Alright, okay.
It's literally not enough to comment on.
Okay, so it's a moe, obviously. If you guys don't know what a moe is, search it up. But
it's dull.
But like, like, it's not just a moe. I don't think
it is people, just a moe.
People think it's only just a moe. No, it's not. I'm telling you, it is not. It is not just moe. Like,
yes,
it goes to the theme of like, okay, you guys are just fucking okay. You guys are just messing me up. Okay, it's not just a moe. I think like it shows like how like it shows how friendship like in itself can go like. It's like, that group itself cannot be separated with each other.
What do you think Moe is?
I forgot to say that about Orange as well. Orange is like, shows like how friendship is so important as well. Yeah. Like in itself. And that whole thing, and then like, OST, like, it's the songs are good as well. Like music, the OST is amazing. It's a music anime as well. Yeah. Come on.
Okay, wait, can I say something about Kaon?
Okay.
So I respect the show. It is probably one of my favorite moe anime and slice of life anime, right? And the music is amazing. The music is really good in the show, like really, really good. And it was sad. Like when I finished it, sad.
Bro, it was that ending. Like it was so sad.
Honestly. Okay. The show is not deep enough to be anywhere in the top.
No, like,
for me, it's a really good show. And if you enjoy that type of anime, go for it. It is probably one of the best. It's made by Kyoto. Like, it's not deep enough for me. Like, but it's still a good show. So
okay. All right, but then,
I wouldn't say top two, but whatever.
I think it's top two in my. I was sad when that show ended. When I finished that show, all I'm gonna say. It's a good show, okay?
It's a good show. Yeah, it's a good
show. It's a good show. Jason's Charlie probably won't like. I know Charlie hates it. I don't think Jason would like. Jason would definitely didn't like it. But I'm like, I don't know. Kaon's a good show. And that's why it's not my number two. But let me tell you something about number one. Let me speak about this. Let me speak on this. Attack on Titan, man. Why is it on my number one, you may ask? That story building, that world building, that character development in this, the whole thing. Season one was good. Season two is when it started kicking off. You know what I'm saying? Okay, spoiler alert. If you guys haven't watched Attack on Titan, please do watch it. Don't watch this.
If you haven't watched Attack on Titan, I don't know.
Yeah, pause now if you don't want to hear any spoilers.
Yeah, and then like. Season two is where it picked off with Annie being the female Titan and that whole reveal. You know what I'm saying? That's when you when you started to realize it's actually humans and the titans are actually from humans.
Yeah. Oh my dude, that hit different, bro. Yeah.
That was like, God.
Yeah.
The
Titan that ate his mum was like his grandma.
Season two was great. Obviously. And then season two also had the Rhino and Berthold reveal.
Reveal, yeah, it did.
I was like, no way.
Yo, dude,
Levi versus Beast Titan? That should have won Fight of the Year.
Let me get to
okay.
Season three part one. Attack on Titan. You think it's about fighting Titans? No, like they said, screw the fighting Titan bit. Let's do like politics and government stuff. Like, bro, that season three part one was like, what they mentioned, and then, like with the whole founding Titan thing when that got revealed as well.
Yeah,
that was crazy. That was actually crazy.
Let me tell you something. Oh, bro. Oh.
Like, there's so many layers to Attack on Titan. It's not just fighting, you know? It's not just, like, brain dead and fighting Titans. There's so, so many levels and so deep. It's so well made.
Nothing feels forced.
Fact. Nothing.
Yeah. Nothing feels forced, yeah.
And then, season three, part two. Okay, no. Best season of all time in anime. That's on God.
Ooh.
Best season of all time in anime. That is on God.
Wait, when you say best season, you mean like all the anime in that season, or just
no
like...
in the whole genre of anime?
I don't know about that,
Eren's charge at the Beast Titan.
Wait.
You cannot tell me you were not hyped for that.
Wait, did Eren charge Titan?
No, 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 Erwin.
Oh my god. I was about to say that, but oh my god.
Erwin's charged?
You know how he gave a really, really good speech to all of like the survey corps, and they all sacrificed their life just for a tiny opening for Levi to kill him. Oh my god. It's so good. Oh, it's so good, bro.
And Levi versus Beast Titan?
I'm so sad when it didn't win. When anime fight of the year.
Wait, what?
Demon Slayer.
Oh, bro, the Demon Slayer fight was so good as well. We can't like.
Okay, but to be fair, the Levi vs Beast Titan, that wasn't a fight. That was a slaughtering.
It was a man. It was
slaughtering.
Just,
that was like a demolition.
It was demolition. Yeah. It was murder.
Yeah, that was murder.
You saw the animation of him just spinning around his arm.
Dude, it was so good.
That was so good, bro.
You know how like in the cervic corpse, like only like they're only like you know like you kill the titan, they have to kill the like cut the nape off and stuff. But yeah, Levi didn't go straight for the nape. Levi went for arms, legs.
Yeah, bro. Arms, eyes. Like, oh my god, he's such a genius, bro. Like, oh my, so good.
They call him humanity's best fighter. Like, come on, there's a reason he has that title.
Levi, oh my god,
Levi.
Oh, we have my children, bro.
Bro. I respect the decision.
I mean, yeah, but.
But then, in the ending of that season, when we realize that there's humans outside. Dude, you know the last scene
where they're at the ocean?
Yeah, and then Eren's pointing at it, and it's like,
can we find freedom out there? Or do we have to kill all of them?
Outside, there's just more enemies.
And the thing is, that at the start of the anime in season one, their goal was like to see the ocean.
See the ocean.
Dude, it's so good.
Wait, what am I saying? Why are we skipping? Armin or Lee Erwin? The Titan Siren.
The decision?
Oh my god.
Dude, those last like few episodes are so good.
And then when Armin like sacrificed himself.
We haven't even talked about season four, bro.
And when Armin like latches onto the colossal titan and like burns himself?
Yeah.
Armin's actually not. And then, like, you want both to survive.
Yeah, I really love Erwin, but
not gonna lie, Erwin should have been chosen.
Yeah, Erwin definitely.
I've read the manga.
I agree with the decision.
I can't say anything, but I've read the manga. But then, like,
shut up.
Isayama? I'm not spoiling it. Isayama? Okay, now I'll say that after. Okay, but that decision was so that's one of the greatest moments like ever in anime as well. Like that decision, like when Eren's fighting with like, Levi, like
Levi
and, like,
has made the decision.
That was just good, and when you find out that that's and, like oh.
Okay, wait, boys, let's talk about season four.
Let me start off season four real quick. I don't know who the enemy is anymore. Before season four, I was like, oh, I hate Reiner. Reiner's like just betrayed and stuff. But then like,
yeah,
it wasn't his choice in doing that. He was like, yeah,
how you see everyone's perspectives, the whole racism
aspect that like played into the thing.
Yeah.
With like Marley like hating the Eldians and stuff. Oh, bro.
Season four was a different animal. It was a completely different animal.
If it doesn't win Anime of the Year this year, I'm gonna question myself. In life,
there's no way it doesn't.
I don't see anything this year like beating it.
And then like, when Eren comes out, like after the guy like finishes his speech.
Oh my god,
bro,
that was so funny.
When he eats,
and then he comes out of the thing, bro. And then that fight, that whole fight, you know, Eren has the Warhammer Titan now as well.
Yeah.
You know how he used the jaw titan
to crush open the
yeah.
Bro, that was oh
that was the
God.
Most like alpha move I've ever seen.
He's been stomped by then just used it as a nutcracker.
Yeah.
And can we just talk about the character development of of fucking Eren?
Eren? Oh my god. Bro. Man switched up. Man went
full like school shooter mode. No cap.
Man went from oh, I'll bring your daughter by 9 to your daughter called me daddy as well. Bro, Eren switched up like that.
Eren woke up and he chose violence. Like,
yeah. He went menace to society, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, and when Sasha got killed. I was not expecting it. I was like, no way.
Yeah,
no
it was so way. Unexpected. Yeah. Dude, and everyone just hates Gabby.
All my homies hate Gabby. You can't hate Gabby because, like, they like.
Nah, but you can, though. You can, but you can't at the same time.
You man, fully
yeah, but when she was like
motive.
In the prison and stuff, and she was just like, oh, I'm so annoying. And she just, like, killed that guard.
I felt sad for that, like, god dude that died. No one really cared about him.
And then, like, the family that was treating her, like, super nicely, like, the farm family.
Oh my god.
And then, how do you not hate her? Like, what?
You know that family? Sasha's family as well?
Yeah. I know
Sasha's yeah.
family. Yeah. And, like, bro, I hate her.
You know, like, when Eren meets with Armin and stuff, and they have, like, that whole, like, and Eren's like, saying, like, oh, because I hate you. I've always hated you. Oh, bro.
And oh yeah. Oh, that was actually so emotional.
Yeah,
like I still don't understand why he said that. I feel like we'll like learn more.
Nah, yeah. I mean, I have my theory, but DH here has read the manga, we won't be discussing in front of him in case he says something.
I'm not gonna spoil it, bro. I'm not that menace. You know what I'm saying? But then like, oh, bro, and then like when we find out about the Beast Titan's backstory.
I love the episode,
bro. But you can't hate him because you was like Zeke was forced into it and stuff.
Yeah,
and like, no, if you think about it, like,
and how you like,
if you think about Grisha, if you think about Grisha's wanted Eren in Marley, and then Grisha wanted Zeke in Eldia.
Yeah,
it's like parallel. Like I don't know, it's like. That second Levi versus Beast Titan in the forest.
No, that was
when Levi yeah. was when the Beast Titan started screaming and like all his comrades
molested, bro. He's getting molested.
Like my one of my favorite scenes before that fight was when
Zeke.
Wacky Zeke. Nah, but like you know how he turns all his comrades into titans.
Oh yeah, with the white.
And then when they all charge at Levi, and then like Levi, like there's like a pause, and Levi sees all his like underlings human form, and then he slaughters every single one of them.
Yeah.
That scene hit me hard. I was like, it's like a reality check, you know? Like you thought the anime was like getting a little too nice. Like I was like, maybe not that many people dying now, but no, everyone's just gonna go and die like that.
Yeah. Right then.
Attack on Titan, it's such a... Like, Issa Imaki's a genius. He's a genius.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe
Aaron's the OP?
OP?
Which one?
My War? Like,
all of them, bro. Well, season 4, that's just... Oh,
no,
my
but,
God.
But opening 1? Fire.
Opening 1? Fire? Opening 2?
Opening 2? Fire as well. But Shinzo is Sasage, oh bro.
You cannot
like do the fucking like thing, like you know like the survey corpse thing? Like when you do, like with the arms. Oh.
Yeah.
But season 3, part 1 opening? Kinda different, you know what I'm saying? It was different.
Wait, what was the opening?
It was Red Swan. It was a different vibe to like
the
whole
the really
I think
one.
I know it. Yeah, it was okay.
I didn't like that one.
No, it's a good
what was that part 3?
Right, and then part two was again, like, it was like the same style as the opening one.
Yeah.
In My War. Yeah. Let me tell you something about My War real quick.
Let me tell you something. When I first listened to it, I was like, what is this? And then I listened to it again, and like a third time, and then fourth time, I was like, fuck yeah. And dude, I literally cannot watch the anime without dancing. Like, I literally cannot.
I remember I was in the common room with Jason, and like, we were watching, and we just started vibing to the opening.
In physics class, just like.
Oh,
every time,
Attack on Titan is so good,
and
man.
So the ED, no one like really like respects the ED, but I honestly really like this season 4 ED, like
no ED, they're not like supposed to be like jams. They're like,
yeah, they're not jams, but like
they're not like,
but they are.
That no, season four.
But they are, but
like, really, like, really good. Meant to. No, no, this the EDs from like season 1, 2, 3 and 3. I like they're not right. They're not even songs really. But like season 4, bro,
yeah.
that shit was fine.
That like actually so, like. Literally, one time, I finished the episode, and I was like, I'm going to just watch the ED just because, you know?
Yeah.
Bruh. It's just such a good show, man. You cannot go wrong with Attack on Titan, man. Come
dude,
on.
If you watch anime and you haven't watched Attack on Titan, like, don't watch anime.
What are you?
You don't watch anime if you haven't watched it. Like, bruh.
Like,
man.
So like, speaking of fights, though. What's one of you guys' favorite anime fights?
Right. See, half of mine are from Dragon Ball, but y'all just don't swing that way, man.
Let me think of some, like, dude. Mob Psycho.
Okay, Mob Psycho.
Dude,
okay.
Mob Psycho, the fight, I can't remember who was, like, the final fight. That was so fire, bro. Like, and like the Mob Psycho art style. Like I love how in the fight the art style like changes, everything becomes like it's so good, bro. It's like
Hey, you guys don't call me out for this, but there's a really good fight in Sword Art Online, like World of Underworld 2.
Hey, wait,
which one?
it's the one with Asuna,
yeah,
like against that the brother, like the younger brother.
Yeah, Asuna versus.
The younger the younger brother of the bad guys. I forgot the name.
Like moving on from trash shows.
Yeah.
What was the Sword Art Online
opening?
There was not opening. This what was season 3 called? Like Alicization.
Alicization. That one was good.
I really liked that.
Yeah, Alicization.
Like,
you know how
they had like to cut down a tree, right?
Yeah.
And then they like became like knights, and then they like had to climb the tower. That whole arc, that was so heat, bro.
Exactly, right? Like
no, that was really good. Like Sword Art Online season 2 was trash.
Exactly.
That was trash. And season the second part of the first season, like Alfame Online, whatever that was
horrible. Yeah, that was terrible, disgusting.
But like the first season in Aincrad. The first season of Aincrad and the first part of Alicization, that was really good.
Yeah, exactly. It was.
And bro, Sword Art Online have some of the like best anime music, bro. Lisa.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, yeah.
Anyways,
Lisa is just like Lisa is just Lisa, you know.
Yeah, Lisa's Lisa, bro. Goringa,
Like, what can you say?
I'll bring up a fight
away from the trash show.
Away from the trash show, let's go with some heat. Charles, let me bring up something, Charles. Hisoka versus Gon.
I've only read that in manga. That's the thing. I haven't watched it in the manga.
It's so fire.
It is
fire. And then, I got some fights in my mind, okay? Let me bring up another one, you know what I'm saying? Alright, this one's My Hero. I think you guys have watched it. Okay, Endeavor versus the High End Nomu fight, season 4.
Oh yeah, dude.
Bro.
Oh my god.
That was such a good fight.
It was in the final episode. Oh.
Yeah. Dude. Such a good fight. Do not.
That
not,
fight had me like crying, bro. Look out.
And like, you know, we can't beat Demon Slayer. We watched Mugen Train.
Yeah.
Red Goku versus Akaza, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You guys didn't expect the number three to come,
dude,
did you?
When I watched it in the cinema, I was
no.
like, oh my.
You guys didn't expect the number three to come, did you?
I never expected it to show
up. The number three, like, Upper Moon just showed up and was like,
No. In the manga, like, his reasoning for coming is a bit more clear.
Oh, yeah, because it says, like,
what's his name? Tells him to come because of Tanjiro, because he wants him to kill the earrings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that's actually why he came. But like, I don't think it showed in the movies.
No, it didn't.
Yeah. But still, the movie. Oh my god, dude! Votable.
You votable. Like it's just
votable.
Pack for heat.
Best like animation studios for like quality of animation. Is like Kyoto, Ufotable.
I think Kyoto has the best life of life animation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kyoto, Ufotable, and IG. Those are my top.
Bro, I gotta
like,
say,
Mappa's
really good.
Mappa's really good. Witch Studios is really good.
Jujutsu Kaisen animation?
That animation is good.
That was very good.
Oh, it's crisp. It is some crisp.
Dude, Bones is also really good.
Alright, you guys might flame me for this one, but like, I think this was this should have won anime best anime fight in 2019, I think. Or no, 2018. It's in Boruto. Okay.
Naruto
and Sasuke versus Momoshiki.
That was a great fight.
That was a great fight. Like the animation. Like, oh, it was so good. Okay, like that's not a great.
The last Naruto I watched was the last movie.
Like,
that's where you should stop.
Yeah, like I've read Boruto manga and stuff, but like, because I think it's pretty good for Boruto. The manga is really good.
Clips of Boruto, so like, I don't know, I like the filler clips of Boruto. Like,
there's so much filler.
The stuff that doesn't relate to the plot is more enjoyable for me, because then I don't have to see the cancer that's right. Boruto. I just see like Naruto's kid, like the characters of Naruto hanging out.
Right.
You know, and that's like, you know, that's cool, but like,
mm-hmm.
you know, whenever that
anime
like,
itself is
anime itself
suspect. You know what I'm saying? Probably more stuff to sort up online. That's on guard right there.
Nice.
But then, like,
it's a kid show. It's a kid show. It just is.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. We can't not talk about anime without talking about a goat, a Full Metal Alchemist, Brotherhood. That is a goat of a show. That was before Attack on Titan season 4 came out.
Yeah.
Well, once again, acceptable manga reader.
Well, Full Metal Alchemist.
It's good.
It's probably one of the only shows that have. It has a good ending.
That's true.
What was the ending?
The ending was it was really good. It wasn't like, because you know how with anime, it's like when they end, like it's always like really like, I don't know, like one sided. It's like people hate it. There's always gonna be hate like with that. But like that Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood ending was really, like, I don't think I've never.
I mean, there's a reason why it stayed top one anime for like years.
Bruh.
Yeah, Attack on Titan came.
Yeah, Attack on Titan came up with the heat. Alright. Yes, also, fight scenes. JoJo vs. Dio. Oh, come on. JoJo vs. Dio. Come on. The amount of memes that came out of that show. The amount of memes that came out of that show was so good.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've watched JoJo just through memes.
Yeah.
That's where I started.
And then, come on. One Punch Man versus what's that demon guy? The demon guy in season 1 that he fought at the end.
The final dude who came from the sky, right?
Yeah, like the guy with one
eye. Oh, yeah. Oh, bro.
That was a great fight.
That was a good fight.
Yeah, honestly, I like the Sea King fight more.
Which one was that?
Really?
It was like, well, I mean, he one shot him, obviously. Yeah. But like,
the one where he was one shot.
Oh, the Sea. Yeah, no,
just... no, because he all the other like B heroes were fighting Sea King and they all got like demolished by him, right? And then One Punch Man came and like just one shot him, and then everyone was hating One Punch Man because like all the others died for like for him to just come and like finish him off, you know? Like, oh, One Punch Man didn't do anything, right? But like, and like. You know, yeah, like, everyone like hates on One Punch Man because they don't understand his like power. Right. You know, One Punch Man is such a show, but I feel like season 2 kind of ruined it.
No, it's like
One Punch Man. Season 2 just wasn't as good.
Season 2 wasn't good like season 1, but then like it's just good.
Season 2 was more about
the other heroes than Saitama and
stuff. Like, there wasn't that many One Punches, you know.
Yeah.
Dude, you know that scene where Genos like gets up? You know? Dude, I love that scene, bro.
And I'm like, oh. Saitama versus Goku. Who wins?
Goku.
You reckon Goku wins?
No, I think Goku wins.
Goku?
I like
Goku
Saitama.
Dodge Saitama Goku has Ultra Instinct, bro. He literally dodge everything.
It's like we can one punch anyone. Like, what?
No. Goku
can get one punch.
Yes, Saitama. Saitama won't even.
Saitama doesn't get one punched, right?
No, no, like... Saitama can no one's been strong enough to one punch him, but like no one says he's invincible. He just always one punches the opponent. Meanwhile, Goku's like straight up like galaxy destroying level, bro. Like there's different
levels. Honestly, I feel like you won't understand Goku's strength unless you watch anime.
Exactly.
No, I know Goku's strength. I know Goku's strength. Like, I don't know. I just think like it's just that's just me. I just think it's like that.
Like the power levels in the two animes are completely different.
Yeah, they're like different, like power like, leveling and like scaling.
Yeah, exactly. Like the strongest enemy that Saitama's faced isn't even Earth destroying.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight up, Goku being fighting like gods that can destroy like galaxies.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, there's genuinely different levels. Like these gods be like destroying planets with like a click.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's just completely different levels.
Yeah. Okay.
At least that's my opinion.
It wasn't some other.
But I'm biased because you know I love myself from a Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. So Todoroki versus Midoriya, season 2. In the tournament arc, I think that was a pretty good fight.
Oh, yeah, that was a pretty good fight.
But then I hated All for One versus All Might. I hated that.
No,
fight.
It was really that like short. Wasn't that?
It wasn't fighting. It was just talking. And I don't know why it won best fight. It won over the Naruto and Sasuke fight. That was piss off. Like, come on. I was just mad about that.
Wasn't a good fight.
It was not a good fight. I'm starting to like him. Man kind of enjoys his slice of life. Maybe some sus ones, but like, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. And like...
Can we talk about anime OPs? What are some of you guys' favorite anime?
Anime OP? Dororo?
Dororo OP!
Dororo opening one?
Party is over.
It's a bop. It's a bop. That's fact right there.
That is a bop, bro.
It's a bop.
You know the singer's like transgender?
Is he? Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not too sure. I don't know. I just listening to it. It's just vibe.
That's a bop, bro. That's straight heat.
That is a bop.
It's Queen Bee.
That's straight bop. So what's one of your favorite openings?
Mine. Obviously got Cowboy Bebop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cowboy Bebop. Okay.
Yeah.
Monogatari opening probably. Platinum Disco. Okay, now I haven't watched it.
Those hit.
Platinum Disco is fire. It's heat. Platinum Disco is heat. No, not that one. That's
very nice. Yeah, I know that's the other one. Yeah.
That's another one. That's another one.
Heat.
That's heat.
Nice. But they're all like
classic.
They're all good.
Monogatari actually has fire.
Jason, what about you? What's one of your favorite openings?
Man.
Don't tell me
Hold on, I saw that on my openings.
Okay. Yeah,
Crossing Field is good. No, there are a couple that I like, but I don't remember all of them anymore.
The song is good. The anime's trash. The song
yeah,
is good.
But like, I like Ghibli music. So.
I don't like Ghibli.
You don't like Ghibli?
I don't like any of the... I hated Spirited Away when I watched it.
Really? Watched half of Spirited Away.
Like, only thing I like is Howl's Moving Castle.
Oh, no.
Obviously.
Like, wait, which is the one where they go to, like, the carnival.
Isn't it Spirited Away?
That is Spirited Away, yeah.
It's not really a carnival.
Well, it's not really a carnival. It's like the spa.
The spa.
So weird.
Dude,
like,
do you know Ghibli reminds me of Dr. Seuss?
It's
the Disney of anime, isn't it? It's considered the
Disney of anime.
It reminds me of Dr. Seuss and...
Your name?
I'm sorry, I don't rate Your Name as highly as I do Studio Ghibli.
Yeah, neither.
Like,
Studio Ghibli has gained so much respect.
Studio Ghibli is social commentary. Like,
Silent Voice was my favorite anime. Like, it's probably my favorite anime.
I put a Silent Voice above Your Name, like. Silent Voice is like up there with all the Ghibli movies.
The way they just. Do I mean Silent Voice is Kyoto, right?
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah, it is.
The way they do like sound and like sound effects, it's so good, bro.
I listened to the one of their tracks. It's called I think it's like Lit Brackets Va, and it's just so good.
I just Kyoto Animation, man.
They don't miss.
They don't miss. Let me tell you some of the animes they made. K-On, obviously. Come on. Hyoka? Hyoka? Hyoka's fire when I watched it. Hyoka's fire.
Mm-hmm.
Bro. Violet Evergarden? Come on.
Uh-huh.
Miss Kobayashi Dragon Maid.
Okay.
Come on. Alright, they also you probably don't watch it. I watched it was like this thing called Tamako Market. It was like a slice of life thing. And then like and then they had Tamako Love Story and that Nichijou movie. So Nichijou facts.
The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzume.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I still gotta watch that. I've heard good things about it. But like let's talk about a slice of life, you guys. Okay, let's talk about the slice of life and then let's wrap it up, alright?
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Domestic girlfriend.
Hey.
Fire. Okay, I'm sorry. The show's trash. The OP? Okay, that
opening? Fire.
I've never watched it.
It won OP of the year, right?
I think people watch the anime because of the opening.
Dude, the OP is... It's just a good song. Like, it's a good song. The singer is talented.
At the bar.
Like,
really?
Dude,
yeah, it's really good.
Have you listened to the full version? Not the TV size. It is so much better. Like it's a bop, bro. Like,
have you guys watched? Okay, like, I'm moving on, but like Kaguya-sama.
No, I haven't watched.
Dude.
Oh my god, Love Is War season 2 opening. Fire.
Yeah. I have a rent-a-girlfriend.
Rent-a-girlfriend.
The whole manga. I'm up to date now.
Mega simp right here.
Yeah, you've been simp. Loving that one.
No. But Chizuru is my best girl. Like,
man.
Chizuru
is just a normal one.
But it's because she was realistic. Like, I don't need no, like. You know, like some crazy, like mythical,
you know,
some girl that, like, you know.
I like Rui.
Oh, I don't know. I like the oldest. What was the oldest sister's name?
I'm assuming right there. You know what I'm saying? And then you know me. You know the boys. All the homies hate mommy. All the homies hate mommy.
All the homies hate mommy.
Who doesn't?
And I'm like, that's just . Oh, you guys want to know a slice of life you guys should watch?
What?
Eurocamp. Watch Eurocamp. If you just want to watch a calming, like, just camping anime, just watch Eurocamp. Fire. Straight fire, I think.
Have you guys watched or read Nisekoi?
I've done both.
Hey, where's Leon?
No. I've been on that too. I think... Surely it must have been, I don't know. I started reading it like in year 7 or something, and it was just like, it was probably one of my favorite mangas for a long time.
Ending could have been better, but I like it.
I like it. It was good. Short and sweet. It hit the spot. It was good, and like, you know, it just the whole thing just felt right.
Right. It was just good. You know what I'm saying?
Like domestic girl, like once like domestic girlfriends, it's just like it's just, the ending just kind of ruined the whole thing for me,
right?
Like,
domestic girlfriend
ending just ruined the whole thing for me. Like,
dude, I didn't even care about the anime, I just people like the anime is just down bad.
When I first started watching anime, I was shonen fighting and stuff, but then like I've started to appreciate more slice of life and
Can we appreciate Cells at Work? Like,
yes,
that
yes.
anime is
yes. Cells at Work is fine. It's like it's just like an anime version of your internal body. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it's just like it's actually quite educational, it's actually like really accurate. That's really good, bro. And you know, you know, season 2 came out last season.
Oh, and they had the gender bender one as well.
Oh yeah, the spin-off.
I've seen the trailer, but I haven't watched it. It looks pretty good.
The other work is good.
Yeah,
it's just enjoyable. Like, you can just put it in the background.
Yeah,
and it's actually like there's some like action in it too. It's actually really good.
Yeah, they're like fighting like the bacteria.
That's well, facts.
Should we wrap it up?
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah. All right. I think this is a long episode today. All right.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. It's gonna be long.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Shivan, Naidu, and Charles. Charles Horn for joining us for today's episode. Episode 5, of course, talking about anime. I can't do an anime episode without the connoisseurs, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
We on Spotify, we on Apple Podcasts, we on Radio Live as well, you know what I'm saying? Google Podcasts as well, you know what I'm saying? Check it out. And then make sure to share, comment, give us suggestions on like what topic we should talk about. And if you also check out Instagram at sounds.asian.podcast so for daily updates and when we upload. And then yeah, I guess that's it. All right, thanks guys for listening, and hope you guys have a great day.
See you soon.
Yeah,
bang bang, yeah, let's go, bruh.